Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Those of you that normally follow us know that we normally bring in officials on Friday for practice. We're bringing in officials Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. I believe that that's appropriate given our last outing in that regard in terms of not playing penalty free. We're not hoping and wishing our issues away. We got to take tangible action, particularly at the early portions of the year when we land down some guardrails in terms of things that we value and how we go about our business and how we take corrective action.
Mike Tomlin talking about the penalties his team has committed and what the solution's going to be, bringing in officials for every day of practice this week. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, we'll dive headfirst into the quarterback stuff. We are live at Bowser Chevrolet Studio B out here in Monroeville. Doran, the Steelers are the second highest penalized team in the National Football League. On offense this week, they had 7 flags for 63 yards. 3 of those, of course, Broderick Jones. Those penalties wiped out 83 yards of offense, took 7 points off the board. Mike Tomlin does this every year.
Uh-huh.
They will have penalty issues, and then he will bring in the officials full-time, and then the penalty issues totally go away, never do, but they will get better. Why not just do it all the time?
Right.
Literally, man. It happens every year.
Every single year.
We're a highly penalized outfit. We're going to take our steps to fix that. And then they bring in the officials, and then it gets better. I just don't understand why you wouldn't do it day one. Bring in the Whippiel officials and get it done.
It's don't know.
Silly to me.
It is silly. It's silly that it even happens and then that you fix it because officials are at practice. Like, think about it. Like, it's like, oh, man, oops. Okay, well, you know, it's like having, like, the police around. It's like, oh, I better straighten up. Like, what? Like, just play the game clean. Like,
dude, I've always laughed when we've all known people. Like, I can't. I'm on parole. I can't do XYZ. My man, you shouldn't have done XYZ to begin with.
Exactly.
Like, now you're going to change it because you're getting your pee tested or this, that, or the other. Like, maybe just don't break the law. That's
right.
It. I do wonder if it's a shock kind of value thing. Like, maybe it doesn't even matter that they're at practice based on what they're doing at practice. Maybe it's just, hey, we've stunk in this regard, so we're changing things, and it gets guys on high alert. Maybe that's the thought.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. I mean, I've been a part of practices that have had officials, and I feel like there's just no different. I mean, there's not an official at every period. Like, there's like a couple officials.
Right.
Like, you know, there's not an official in individual drills and one-on-ones and 7-on-7 and inside run and team and then quarterbacks. Like, they have their own officials. Like, that's not how it works.
Not how it goes.
It's more like just like team, and it's okay. And then they barely even throw the flag, like, in practice. It's very odd.
Yeah, because they don't want to be annoying either.
Right.
Like, that's an interesting spot for them to be in.
It's more, whenever officials were at practice, it was more of like, hey, we are going to try some things that are different. Are we allowed? Will we get flagged if we try this? Like, hey, this is what we're going to do, like in New England. Like, hey, we're going to run this set. Are we going to get flagged if we do run this set a certain way?
Are we allowed to deflate the footballs?
Yes. Are we allowed to videotape?
Your heart matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened by those experts there. I'm wearing my heart monitor today, and I am for 30 days, Doran. And it went off overnight, and I was like, oh, I'm dying. And it just said the battery was low. It started going, bleep, 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 bleep. And my wife was like, are you okay? I was like, I don't know. And I was fine.
Am I alive?
Is this it? Is this the end? Doran, one more thing on just the penalties real quick before we get into the quarterbacks at 7 o'clock. Part of it, too, because I want to be fair on all this. They, again, 31st most penalized team in the National Football League. But they had Cleet Blakeman's crew last week. His crew is calling on average. Did I just spit on you? Okay. His crew is calling on average 5 penalties a game more than your average crew. Actually, I think it's 5 penalties per game more than any crew. Get the frig out of here with that.
Yeah. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's turning on the game to see you.
And the thing that was most frustrating about this weekend's game in particular was that, like, okay, are you going to call holding or not? Because if you are going to call holding, Alex Highsmith's getting absolutely mugged on every play. Like, TJ Watt got held 3 or 4 times. So, like, okay, I don't want to see more flags. So either don't throw the holding penalties you're throwing on the Steelers or throw a few more for the guys who are holding the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the left tackle for Denver got away with murder the entire game, and it drove me nuts. But hey, I'd rather, I guess, have less flags than more.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.